We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
Hey there, travelers. Welcome to A Proudly Radical. I am, as the kids would say, big mood, big fucking mood. I'm just angry, partially hungry. You know, I'm partially hangry. I'm going to knock this out and go make some food. But also, I just spent like, 3 hours working on attempting to model this. I don't know. How do I describe it? A talisman, something like that. This drawing that I've had for ages. And just so many things went wrong along the way. And let me just say on the outset of this, fuck Blender. If you're not familiar, Blender is 3D software. It's 3D modeling software. It can go fuck itself. Whoever designed its interface is not from planet Earth. They've never used 3D modeling software. They've never used software to begin with. That's how I feel about that entire thing. Just absolutely, the people who use it and love it fucking defend it. But the fact of the matter is its interface is completely contrary to every fucking interface ever created. Apparently, whoever designed Blender, and it's open source, but whoever had the largest hand or whoever was in charge of the team project for the user interface design or the UX, the user experience, apparently went to the Adobe School of User Interface Design. Fuck every convention, we're doing our own thing. Everybody else can just learn whatever the fuck we're doing. Just most annoying piece of software, followed shortly by Fusion 360, an Autodesk piece of software. Again, highly proprietary industry software, fucking just CAD CAM bullshit. Fuck these companies. Fuck these pieces of software. Like, it just, they're just absurd and too stupid to use. And I mean, even the default scroll setting on Fusion 360 is inverted. You literally have to go into your preferences and reverse the scroll direction. No. Every other piece of software has determined that you scroll towards you, that's scrolling out. You scroll away, you scroll in. Fucking not Fusion 360. Fucking Fusion 360, you scroll away to go, it just, who, how, what? Is there no, like, QA testing? Is there no group testing? Oh, yeah, I'm full rant mode. Like I said, I'm in a fucking big mood. I just burned 3 hours. I don't even know what it is. Fucking 11. Yeah, three and a half hours. Just burned on this project. I'm done. I gave up. I kind of fucked up my source file as well on my iPad where I originally sketched and drew this because fucking Vectornator on fucking iPad. Fucking honestly, I swear to God. Luckily, by that point, I had exported a fully rendered SVG out to Affinity Designer. And Affinity, I have a saved copy of what, you know, it is in its origination. And fucking Affinity, I can count on. Honestly, I've sung its praises on my live streams before. If you're stuck with Photoshop or whatever, fucking Affinity Photo for Photoshop, Affinity Designer for your Illustrator replacement, and they have interfaces that actually make sense to a person who's used a computer, once before. They follow conventions. Yeah, there's some shit different from Adobe because everything Adobe does is fucking different from every other convention. They do their own thing. That's fucking, this is different from Illustrator or Photoshop. Yeah, it's because it makes sense. It actually was designed by a person who's used a computer in the last 5,000 years. Jesus, goddamn Christ. I am so, you can tell, I'm wound the fuck up. I'm so sick of poorly designed software after having spent the last 3.5 hours using poorly designed software that is industry proprietary software where they can get away with doing their own thing and they don't have to hold to any convention. I mean, I swear to God, it's like if video games started swapping analog sticks on the controllers or moved the WASD keys over to, like, I don't know, IJKL or something. Oh, now forward is G. Forward is G. V and B are left and right, and space is backwards. Oh, shift is jump, and control is now run, and backspace is fire. We have these conventions for a reason. I mean, you know, oh, you click the right analog stick to fire your gun, and you click the left one to jump, and you pull the right trigger to move right. Who? What? We have these things for a reason. We really do, because they make sense after generations of people have done them this way. I honestly, dude, trying to wrap my head around Blender was, I'm good at this shit. I gotta tell you, fucking ego aside, I've been working on in IT and on computers, and I can pick up a new piece of software fairly quickly, because software conventions are fairly universal, except in CAD, CAM, and 3D modeling and Adobe. These are basically the exceptions. Everybody else agrees on certain basic principles of software design, user experience, and just fundamental interaction with the software. 3D modeling and CAD, CAM software and Adobe all decide to do their own thing depending on who's fucking making it. It's absolutely just infuriating. And if you're a 3D modeler or you work with Adobe on a regular basis and you're sitting there taking exception with this, too fucking bad. You've already broken your brain. You already got used to the bullshit. But you know damn well in your heart of hearts that if you go over to every other piece of software in existence, they all have basic conventions that they go by. And none of your shit follows it. You just don't. I mean, it fucking, like, I'm just, right? Like, just deep fucking breath and let it go, because fuck these pieces of software. I at least in Blender, at least I could say, as opposed to like Illustrator, in Blender, if I zoom for, or Illustrator or Fusion, fucking, if I zoom in, it fucking zooms in. If I zoom out, it zooms out. It's the one fucking thing it's going for it. Other than that, selection doesn't work the same way you'd expect a layer or object selection to work. Moving a fucking object. Oh, you know, I just select an object and click and drag. No. No. No, go fuck yourself. That's not how that shit works. Like, it's just staggeringly obtuse to use these pieces of software. I'm so thankful that somebody like Serif Affinity came along and fucking created new alternatives to Photoshop and Designer. I've never looked back. They've got iPad, full-featured iPad equivalents, and Windows equivalents as well. And you can wine them if you want to run them on Linux. And I never looked back. Never going to look back. There's no feature in Photoshop The vector trace in Illustrator is still kind of useful. They don't have as full featured capability as the vector trace, but as soon as that vector trace is done in Illustrator, I'm done. Fucking save the file, close that piece of shit. I'm out. Because at least in Photo and Designer, standard software user experience, fucking just standards hold true. If I hit Control C, it's going to copy. If I hit Control X, it's going to cut. Control Z, it's going to, you know, undo. Fucking Control Y is going to redo. If I select something and move it, it's going to select and move. Like, it just, I don't understand the, like, let's do our own thing. Why? And if there's an argument to be made for somebody like Adobe, who's been around for fuck ever, and, well, they've had their own conventions before those conventions existed. Well, isn't there a point when you just say to yourselves as software designers, because I've been there, I've written my fair share of code, I've done UX and UI design, like, in there comes a point where you just say, oh, well, the standards have changed, maybe we should, you know, on the next major update, maybe we should change some stuff. Yeah, it's going to be a bit, you know, a little bit of a bitch for our users, but given the fact that everything else in the world of software works this way and we are the exception, why not? But hey, we don't have to because we're fucking Adobe or we're AutoCAD. And honestly, you can find fucking Quora posts, Yahoo Answer posts about why is Blender's interface so shit? And people say that, you know, well, once you get used to it, then it's super powerful. But I've spoken to a dude who learned on an SGI machine, Silicon Graphics Incorporated. Old school is old school can get. Unix, SGI, and still, he straight up said, oh no, Blender's the worst interface I've seen in my entire career. This dude was there before any of the standards were created. And even he has just mad shade to throw at Blender's interface. So, fuck all this software nonsense. None of it makes sense. Not a single lick of it makes logical sense. And everything's hidden. That's my largest exception that I take with Adobe. It's the same thing with fucking Blender. Why have you hidden the majority of your interface? Like, the primary tool sets aren't even on the screen. What is going on? Why would you design it this way? It makes no goddamn sense. Oh, well, you can customize it. Why? Why do I great, customization's great, but your default setting for your software, when it opens, should have the basic tools, the basic panels, the stuff that is used by most people most of the time should be right on the screen. I'm looking at you, Blender. I'm looking right at your fucking dumbass interface. Fucking tab after tab after tab after tab after tab. Oh, if you want to go into edit mode, you have to actually hit the tab button. Otherwise, it's in object mode and you don't get the tools on the screen. Why? It's not like object mode lets me do things like select and move objects. And again, you know, the people who are pros at this software are going to be sitting there talking mad shit about this rant. They're going to be saying, oh, well, you just don't understand it. Yes, exactly. I don't fucking understand it. I can pick up an IDE and doesn't matter. I could pick up like Visual Studio tomorrow. I haven't touched it in years. I'm going to know how it runs because it follows basic software and user experience design standards. None of these pieces of software do. They're all just doing their own thing. They're out there fucking just completely idiosyncratically designed by maniacs. I'm so... Oh, my God. Jay's going to love this, I guess. Hey, Jay. What's up? Fucking just an old school... Like, if this doesn't qualify as an old school rant episode, I don't know what does. I'm not ranting about politics, but holy shit am I ranting. Jay fucking loves these episodes. Man. I just wanted... I thought, hey, like, maybe I could this, and I could get this done, and fuck it, should, oh, you big, fuck it, it should be that hard. Like, it's just, you know, I just need to do some extrusion layers on the various elements. I'll export them as independent SVGs, scalable vector graphics, and I'll just, you know, this and that, and fucking, no. 3.5 hours later, I'm ready to just yank my hair out. Like, fuck that. And Fusion 360. Oh, I, you know. Sincerely. Let's put half the software online, right? Like, that's right out of the gate. Let's just talk about that. The software exists, like, partly online. So, yeah. Why is it so slow to load the software? Oh, that's because it's downloading half of it every fucking time, basically. It's authenticating and checking and rechecking its cache, the hash for the cache. And it's fucking, it's bullshit. It's just like, it's the software equivalent of live service games. And it doesn't, it shouldn't be. It doesn't need to be. It's just, I mean, credit where credit's due. It's like a fucking, like, it's a stupid expensive license. But if you make less than $100,000 from the product per year, they give you a free license. So props there. They're not assholes like Adobe in that aspect. But why is the software online? Just do a quick registration check and be done with it. But no, you want to export an STL, which is a fucking 3D model file. You want to export an STL? Oh, well, that feature's not supported in the software. It has to upload the fucking metrics. It has to upload the telemetry to their fucking cloud server. The cloud server processes it and then sends you back the STL file. What? Why? Because the software has the feature. You just can't do a file export. I can go to a design and right-click the design and just say export STL. And it'll just kick it right out. But that's buried in the interface. If you actually just do what everybody else would do, go to, like, you know, file export project, you know, choose an STL. Nope, can't do that. Got to do it on the cloud. Meanwhile, I can just export the design directly to STL. It literally says in the file export that, oh, that feature, that capability isn't in the software. Close that window, go over here, right click, export as STL, exporting as STL. I honestly, something about graphic design, 3D modeling, I'm throwing in that fucking in that crowd. Something about graphic design leads programmers and companies to design the most obtuse, pain-in-the-ass software ever. I don't know what it is about it. I don't get it. But holy shit, is there some terrible user experience design work going on in that entire industry. I would flush half of the fucking software out there and just start from scratch. Hold them to some design standards. hold them to user experience standards. Fucking run that shit through a quality assurance team that understands what every other piece of software in existence, how they operate on a daily basis. I mean, it's absurd. I don't get it. Why does it have to be this goddamn difficult to do some of these tasks? I'm fucking done. I'm done. Rant over. I got it out of my system. I don't give a shit about the news. I honestly don't give two shits. This day was my day, and I just spent 3.5 hours burned 3.5 hours wasted on shitty software design. So yeah, I've spent the day fucking printing and had trouble printing PETG, aka PTG. You'll hear 3D printers just refer to it as PTG. It's PETG. It's a fucking different type of plastic. Pain in the ass to print with. Fucking, you know, problems getting that first layer, whatever. I finally, it's almost done here soon. Printing a case for a Raspberry Pi, which is it's a small computer. For anybody listening who's like, a Raspberry Pi, you're printing a case for Pis? It's a computer. And so that was a pain in the ass. Bunch of restarts on that. Honestly, I've been more frustrated today doing my own projects and doing my own stuff that was supposed to be a day for me. You know, that sort of thing. And now I'm just livid. So that's a really fucking productive day for myself. Got my blood pressure shot up through the roof. Oh, fuck me. Oh. I'm done. It's 22 minutes. Rant over. I'm going to go make some food. Catch y'all later. KaisThings.com. KSThings.com. Normally, right here, I'd say, I hope you're as well as you can be. Today, I'm just going to say, I hope you're better than I am. Catch you later, guys.